Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose.
This is a story about Liberty University saying they're going to comply with Virginia's governmental regulations regarding COVID-19. Recently, the state issued a ban on in-person instruction. Stay tuned to find out what's happening.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
On Monday, March 30th, Virginia's governor ordered all higher education institutions to halt any in-person instruction during the coronavirus pandemic. The Associated Press says this is likely a direct hit at Liberty University. Before this ban, Liberty University, one of the largest Christian universities in the U.S., declined to halt in-person classes. They required staff and faculty to remain on campus and invited students to do the same if they wanted to. A controversy quickly arose because of this decision. At least three Liberty University students have been tested for COVID-19, according to a statement that Liberty gave on Monday. One tested positive, one tested negative, and one was pending. Liberty President Jerry Falwell has said that the coronavirus pandemic has been largely overblown by the news media, which he says is stoking fear. He also says the media coverage of the coronavirus is largely politically motivated. The university has announced that it will comply with all applicable governmental directives and guidance regarding COVID-19. It said 2 weeks ago that certain programs that require in-person attendance couldn't be offered online and that students could still take them in person. They also said they would limit class size to 100 students. Stay tuned for more updates on the Charisma News podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.